The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Hi, my name is Layla James, and you're watching Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. And as you heard from that show opener today, I have independent wrestler Layla James. Layla, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic. And today's episode, folks, is going to be talking about Nyla Rose, the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission, and Layla, you have in the independent wrestling scene. What was it like for you to come up in wrestling?
So I must say I am trans. I'm a trans wrestler. Sometimes, you know, people aren't sure of that. But so what it was like being a wrestler coming up, I was really, really afraid at first to join wrestling because my fear was people not accepting me. And I wasn't sure if I was going to have people, you know, bashing me, calling me names, you know, just acting different towards me. But actually, people have been very supportive. They've been welcoming. And honestly, being a part of the wrestling community has been one of the most supportive places ever, honestly.
Yeah, it is amazing how the wrestling community can be on a positive side, but also on a negative side as well. And I want to take time to have fans learn about you, but also learn about the trans community itself, because I feel that people often fear what they don't understand, in an essence. And sometimes I think that in the right situations, we have the power to educate them and show them everybody should be treated equal. And what was it like for you to come out and finally reveal to everybody that you are transgender? And what was it like growing up and realizing that you aren't the right gender?
So growing up, I honestly, you know, I really inside felt that I was the wrong gender. You know, it just didn't feel right to me. I was always the kid that wanted to play with the Barbies. I didn't want to play with the trucks. I wanted to wear girls' clothing. And every time I tried doing those things, I was always told that it was wrong for me to do. Like, you know, you're a boy, you should be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. And so with being treated that way and being taught that it was wrong, you know, for so long, I was so unhappy with myself. I just didn't feel right. I felt depressed. I felt like I was being something I didn't want to be, which was, you know, a boy. And I didn't feel like I was a boy. I felt more of a woman. So, you know, I would, you know, in school growing up, I would kind of like fit in and I would wear like the clothes that were in and stuff. And, you know, it wasn't me, but that's just what I was doing at the time because, you know, my family was not wanting me to dress like how I wanted to dress. So, I remember I would actually bring girls' clothes to school and I would change at school because, you know, I wasn't allowed to do it at home. So I would bring the clothes with me and I would change and I would feel more comfortable. But then I would deal with, you know, people, the kids picking at me and calling me names and things like that. So it was a rough childhood growing up. And as I went out on my own, it was a better decision for me because then I felt like I had more independence with how I wanted my life to be. So when I had, I didn't really know, honestly, all about the whole trans community thing. When I was out on my own, I moved out when I was like 18. So I still was very young and I still was, you know, not really in the scene. So I didn't really know I wasn't really educated because I w felt like I was so in a box, most of my childhood, because I wasn't able to see that or, So yeah, plus I lived in a very, very small country town. I actually went to school in Hunyoy Central School. So it's very country, and it was really rough there. So I left and I went to here in Rochester, and yeah, so when I was more educated and found the resources of becoming trans, that's when I felt more myself. And it still was very rough. It's been quite the journey, though. I actually started my transition a little late, but that's only because, for so long I was told, like, no. So I was really scared. I was afraid that, my family wasn't going to talk to me anymore. No one was going to accept me. But I had to just tell myself that this is what I want and this is my life. And that's what I just had to do for myself. I had to make myself happy. So I did start, like, I think I started like about 26, 27. So I started pretty late. I'm 36 now. So yeah, it's been good. Sorry, I hope I'm not talking too long.
Oh no, not at all. I'm listening and sink letting it all sink in, because
Okay.
these kind of stories are the stories that I think not just wrestling fans but people in general need to hear. And what would you say to those that were when that were that are in the situation of struggling to come out?
Yeah, I honestly feel like the best thing is just having your own mind because, so many people are going to tell you how you should live your life, and it's really your life. So you got to live it your way, and that's the only way you're going to be happy. Like, if I could, like, go back in time, I would definitely, like, do what I wanted to do and just, fight the fear, even though people were telling me no. Because it's like I started at such a late age, and like I wish I could have like started my transition way earlier, like in my earlier 20s, not close to my 30s, So I would just really suggest people to just, even though it's so hard to do, it's really good to just have support too. So I would reach out to find resources where there's people that are dealing with the same thing as you are, and just try to get as much support as you can, because it's just so cruel how some families can be. And I know that that's what a lot of people, that's why they're so scared, because they're afraid that, they might possibly get kicked out of their home, or they might get beaten, or, there's all sorts of things that could happen. And I think that's why a lot of people are afraid to just live their life, because it all comes from the family. Some people don't have a supportive family. Some people, they want to be able to come out, but they have their father threatening to beat them or threatening to kick them out of their house. And so that's scary, especially someone that's really young and doesn't really know much about life and know what to do. And that's a scary feeling. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will have links in the descriptions for everybody for resources. How do you feel when, I'm going to bring it up now, how do you feel when things like in Oklahoma in 2022, Oklahoma signed a bill that banned transgender people from competing against their cis counterparts? So a transgender woman can't compete against a cis woman, and a transgender male can't compete against a cis male. And Oklahoma also grouped pro wrestling into that. How do you feel about that, first off?
Well, I feel like it kind of goes back to what I mentioned about how people ha are raised. and things like that. So I feel like honestly, it's just transphobia, you know, a lot of people that you know, because I seen the post, you know, that about this, and a lot of people were saying, you know, like, well, that's, you know, Nyla's a man, so, you know, she shouldn't be wrestling women. But I'm just like, it's really all transphobia, because honestly, like, whenever it comes to trans things, people have issues with them. When it's not like trans, I mean, you and I both know. I mean, people know back in the day watching wrestling growing up, there was always intergender matches. There was men with women, and it wasn't really a big deal. It was entertaining. People weren't complaining about it. No one was saying anything about it. Everyone thought it was fun. They thought it was awesome. And I guarantee you, if it were to happen like now, still, no one would have an issue with it. I mean, how long ago was it when Rhea Ripley had that match against that, I forgot that guy's name. It was like a couple years ago, I think. I forgot his name though, but do you know what match I'm talking about?
I know what match you're talking about. And one of the things I had even brought up was the fact that even Baron Corbin had recently given Becky Lynch his finishing move, the End of Days, on WWE pay-per-view. So fans, what Layla's talking about here is I had made a post that because of the ban that Oklahoma had made with the bill, Nyla Rose can no longer compete against cis women, with Nyla Rose being transgender. So by them doing that, with her not being able to compete, I made a post about it on Facebook, and the comment section was pretty much kind of what I thought it was going to be. It was very rude and rather vulgar, in my opinion. And I brought up a lot of those intergender matches, Lita versus Heath Slater, China holding a man's championship, the Intercontinental Championship, herself, Karma, Beth Phoenix being in the men's Royal Rumble, Stone Cold Steve Austin dropping stunners on Linda McMahon and Stephanie McMahon. And the one thing, not one person complained about any of that.
Exactly. And that's what I
So,
mean by it's
no, go
just
ahead.
transphobia. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off, but
No. It was me. I started it. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Like it's just a transphobia thing. Like people just have an issue with trans people existing for the most part because they feel it's wrong. They were raised to think that it's wrong. So of course, like when you're raised to be told that something's not right, then people are, you know, you're eventually going to grow up and that's what you're going to live on, you know? So I just think that, you know, people are just so ignorant about it. I mean, it's just stupid. I've actually, every once in a while, I'll get hate comments on my posts on Instagram where people might say things like that too. Like they'll say like, you know, you're a man and stuff like that. But it doesn't happen often, but sometimes randomly it does. And I just think it's so funny and stupid because it's just like, hello, like it's not like I mean, it's wrestling entertainment. Of course, it's, you know, wins are predetermined. It's not like we're really trying to kill each other, but you know, it is real. We're still putting our bodies on the line. But I don't know, it's just, yeah, just stupid. Like people just need to just get over it.
I agree 100%, and I think the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission here doing this is foolish when you look at the history of professional wrestling and the fact that even intergender matches today still happen, mixed tag team matches still happen. It's there's no issue with those. It is exactly what you said. It's a transphobic issue that a lot of people have an issue with. And there shouldn't be an issue, in my opinion, with somebody else's happiness. And one of the things that I get and I had in the comment section was a lot of people bringing up religion to the point that I was saying things like, well, only God can judge you. That's not for you to decide. That's up for the Lord to decide. Things like that. Because what I know about religion is that the Lord loved everybody. And I feel like if the Lord heard and saw how people were acting about this, I think he would be really upset with people. That actually was something I wanted to bring up. Coming up in wrestling, in the pro wrestling world and sports entertainment, did you have any sort of like reluctancy? Because as an independent wrestler, you are essentially selling yourself to the promoter to book you. Had there any been any issues or reluctancy to bring up that you're trans in fear of not getting booked or in fear of that you might get treated differently because of it?
Well, I always told myself that, like, when it comes to booking myself, what my gender is, it doesn't really matter. So I always like told myself that, like, okay, well, if they want to book me, they're booking me because of my skills, my talent. They like what they see. But I started feeling the need to say st something sometimes because I actually had an incident where I did have someone book me and they were promising me a certain pay, and they were wanting me to be a champion and they wanted to do big things for me. And when I met them at the venue, I could see, the look in their face, and I could see like the different attitude. So he was a little quiet and he didn't really say anything when I introduced, and then like he actually said, he was like, "Oh, I didn't know you were trans." And I was like, "Oh, well, I mean, I didn't think it was gonna be like a big deal." So
Right.
all the stuff that was told to me before did not happen. So I didn't get the women's championship at the time, and I wasn't getting the pay that I was promised. So things were like totally different. And I just, I didn't say anything, and I'm not gonna like put the person on blast. I mean, a lot of people say like, "Oh, well, you should definitely like put him on blast." But I'm just like, it's whatever. It'll be his loss, So ever since I've had that situation happen, sometimes I kind of feel like, okay, well, should I say something? Should I not? And then if they do know I'm trans, like, why would it matter? You know what I mean? Aside from wrestling, I've also had situations where I've even had people just simply want to interview me for one of their podcasts, and they don't know that I'm trans at first. And then once they find out, they cancel. They don't want me on their show anymore. So I've had situations like that happen before. I've also had situations where people had wanted me to, well, I can understand this, but they've wanted me to be like in part of their like music videos and things like that. So I can understand that part, like, okay, I get it. But like I've had people like turn me down, and even like I mean, there's been a series of different things, like fashion shows. Like I do get a lot of messages where people are always asking me to like be a part of things, and it's always when they find out I'm trans, they cancel or they make up some silly, stupid excuse, and I'm just like, okay, I know what that means. But as far as wrestling, I've been very lucky. I don't say it anymore. Like, I don't tell people, but I definitely know, like, when they meet me, I do see, like, I mean, you know that feeling where, people might be like, okay, like, they're surprised. They weren't expecting it. So yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I'm shocked, to be honest with you. Like I am really shocked. That is.
Yeah, well, I think what it is also, I think, like, I always say that if a person really cared about me being trans, it could be two things. The main thing I think it is that the person had a hidden agenda with the situation. So I feel like a lot of bookers, and I mean a lot of women, I don't know what they do, but maybe they can agree on this, like, I mean, this is a business where you have to be, aesthetically pleasing. If you have a good look, most likely the booker is going to want you for your looks. And that's just the reality. When it comes to women wrestling, I feel like it's all a look thing. And then the skills come second. That's just how I feel. So I feel like if a booker thinks that I'm attractive and maybe the trans thing isn't his thing, he's not going to want to book me because he feels like, I mean, what is he going to do with me if that's not his thing? You get what I mean? Same
Yeah.
with like people that want to like interview me on a show or something like that. I think like some people are afraid of what someone might say to them, like, oh, you got a trans on your show. They don't want to deal with the backlash because they know how the world is, where people will be like, oh, you must be gay because you have this person, or so it just comes with all that stuff. It's so silly and it's so stupid, but it's just the reality.
I have to agree with you on the stupid part. I totally agree there. I think it's stupid. When did you become a fan of pro wrestling and sports entertainment?
In the early 2000s, definitely Chyna was around. Like, she was actually my biggest inspiration. And that's what made me feel like, I wanted to be myself. She was one of my inspirations into wanting to be a woman, and just seeing her so powerful and strong and sexy and beating up guys. It was definitely an inspiration. So I told myself, I want to be like her. I want to do that too. And it's such a coincidence that I do have a lot of intergender matches. So I do wrestle a lot of guys. And the thing about it that's so funny is that I told myself that I would be okay doing that because I had this strange feeling I would get backlash when it comes to me wrestling, other women. But I've actually had a difficult time having intergender matches. It's so funny. It's like the opposite. Like, I thought it was going to be hard for me to wrestle women, but it's actually hard for me to wrestle men. I'll say, like, hey, well, can I wrestle a guy? And they'll be like, no, I don't think that's a good idea to do. So it's just funny. So the place where I came from, where I was trained, I wasn't able to wrestle for so long because I couldn't find any women wrestlers for me. And I'm just like, well, just put me in a ring with a guy. I train with guys. I know how to wrestle with them, but they just wouldn't do it. So
And
it was,
that's, oh, I'm sorry.
no, it's okay. Yeah, Chyna definitely was one of my inspirations. And I trained with men, so I just felt like, it was just easier for me. I trained with men for so long. Most of the majority of people, like right now, like, I'm the only woman that's there in the training. So like, I'm always training with guys, so it just feels more comfortable to me,
And that's the one thing too, like with this whole thing that the Oklahoma is doing and the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission is doing. So they're they're banning the matches of men versus women, transgender versus their cis counterparts. I'm curious, and I know the answer is going to be no, because I know they don't know this. Re You go to a wrestling school and it's a 10-to-1 ratio, 10 guys, one woman there. I've never seen a wrestling school that is A, all women, or B, has more women than men. And
Exactly.
like, so are they going to go to every wrestling school and start checking, or are they just doing it for the matches? I think the whole thing honestly is ridiculous when you look at the history of professional wrestling as a whole. I don't understand it. I don't understand the reasoning behind it for pro wrestling. I don't get what the big deal is knowing the history of pro wrestling.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line, our reproductive rights are on the line, our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
And you had seen there were a lot of comments that were even saying, well, it's just pro wrestling. It's just pro wrestling. But we're segregating at this point. Oklahoma is segregating.
Yeah, it's so silly. And it makes me kind of wonder too. So if you're banning trans women from wrestling, cis, okay, so what are you gonna do when we wrestle the men? You know what I mean? I feel like that people are still gonna have something to say about that. Like, seriously, I think they'll still have transphobic comments. They'll still do little jokes. They'll still have an issue with it. So it's kind of like one of those things where it's like people want things to happen a certain way, but then when it happens, they'll still complain. You know, people have been talking about how they want all trans athletes to just have their own sports. Like, they don't want trans to be a part of any sports, which you know, I mean, I guess I could understand why people feel like that, but also there's like, it's just, I don't know, it's very complicated in certain situations. Like, I feel like that swimmer, you know, the swimmer,
Yes.
they say things like, oh, well, you know, as if it's born a man, you know, they're gonna have more speed, more strength, and all this other stuff. So, you know, people are just gonna always have issues. And then it's like, I guess I heard, I don't know if it's really true, but I seen something about how they started a transgender boxing league. And I remember seeing a post on that, and people were still complaining. They were still saying like, oh, well, who cares? Like, you know, they were just saying horrible things about it. So it's like I said, people just have an issue with trans people. It is what it is. And the thing about it is that we don't even bother anyone. We don't do anything. we just try to live our lives and be ourselves. And it's like people have an issue with that. Like, it's not, when do you see trans people making posts about what heterosexual people do? Like, we don't do any posts about anything like that.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I've always found it weird that people have started to care what is between someone else's legs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
exactly.
think that's weird, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is.
It
Yeah.
just, what do
Yeah.
you think about pro wrestlers who, I don't want to say go on the attack, but are seemingly like anti-LGBTQ? Like there is an incident at WrestleCon where Rick Steiner had seen TNA's or former TNA's Giselle Shaw. And he had some transphobic comments to say to the fact that he got banned from WrestleCon. Like he can't be at the events anymore. What do you think of like stuff like that? And have you ever experienced that with any wrestlers? Because from the most part, from what I've seen with the example of like Nyla Rose, those in the locker room are very supportive.
Yeah. I personally never really experienced anything where it came to like people like in the locker room saying things about me, but I have heard of like peers that happen to be trans where people have said things to them and made them uncomfortable. I definitely feel like it's definitely wrong. I feel like when it comes to anything that you do in life, a job or just anything you do, when you like, if you have that mindset to act like that, I feel like what's the point of you even like being out in the world? Like, you're gonna see like different people, you're gonna see people have different lifestyles. And I just feel like it's honestly a lot of immaturity, like, for you to act like that, just because you see a trans person, you're gonna act like, it's just silly to me. I feel like people need to learn that if it's something that you're not into or you don't like, just don't say anything, just leave it alone. But I feel like people need to learn respect. I mean, treat people how you'd want to be treated. I mean, I think that's the other thing too. People just don't want to put themselves in other people's shoes. I mean, everyone knows that they're not gonna want to be mistreated and called names and things like that. So why do it to other people? And my thing is I always believe in karma, and I always believe that what you put out in the universe, it always comes back to you. So people that want to be cruel to others, it's gonna backfire, and it might backfire in a way that you're not gonna like. So I feel like that's why it's always good to be kind to others. So that way you get kindness back in return, because, it's just one of those things where the universe has its strange way of making things happen. So, and then people wonder why, like, why is this stuff happening to me? Well, because you're a mean, evil person.
Right? Karma, man, she will come around and get you in the end if you send some bad vibes in the world, people.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know. Who do you look up to now in professional wrestling?
You want to know something that we're on the topic? I actually really admire Nyla because she is in the same, she's the same woman as me. And I look up to her because I know that for her, it's a lot more pressuring, I can imagine, because she's actually like out and more in the world, more involved in the wrestling scene. So she has more eyes, she has more people that know her. So And she's a very sweet person. You know, I've had conversations with her, and she's a really nice person. But you know, she doesn't care what people are saying. But it's just, I can imagine how it feels to like have that stuff happen. It's just ridiculous. She's definitely one of the people that like I look up to. She's strong. She's a very strong person. And I don't mean like physically, I mean like internally. Like it takes a lot of courage to do something like that. And it's for everyone. Like I feel like everyone that is just doing what they want to do, being 100% themselves, that takes courage, you know, because a lot of people are just really afraid to just be themselves in this world. And yeah, so people that are being themselves, doing what they love, I think that's amazing.
And that's one of the things about professional wrestling too. All Elite Wrestling has said it. It is actually like their motto in the beginning that pro wrestling is for everyone. And I even remember Finn Balor. Oh, I want to say it was like 2016, 2017, when he was wearing the leather jacket with his stuff on the back, and it was all in the LGBTQ, the rainbow colors. And he was saying that wrestling is for everyone. So for discrimination in pro wrestling, it's sad to hear, and it's not just pro wrestling too, it's the rest of the world. Because like when I made the post on Oklahoma and Nyla Rose, I am willing to bet 80% of those comments were not actually wrestling fans.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when I was reading and filtering through the comments, and shocked and appalled at the comments, to be honest with you, I was just I knew what I was going to get as far as comment wise. I just didn't realize the depth that it would go from a transphobic community, which for a lot of people are going to say, well, why are they on your page? It was the algorithm. None of them followed the page or were following the page, because I checked every time I would get new comments and stuff I would see, and it would say invite to follow, which told me they don't follow my page. They're just there because I said something that made them mad and they disagreed with it and didn't like it, but they don't understand it.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. And it's just crazy that people take that much time just to be mean, just to say something mean.
Yeah.
So,
And
yeah.
it's a shame that that's the way that the comment section for me went. But for you, as a professional wrestler and a trans person, how do you want trans people to be represented in wrestling? Do you think it should be something that is something that has to be a big deal, or should be made a big deal, or do you feel that it's, hey, we're people too, why is this even being talked about?
Yeah, well, there's actually like a pretty good sized community of trans that are wrestlers. And I actually have had trans people reach out to me and tell me that this is something that they want to do as well, but they're too afraid to do it because they're afraid of, backlash, And so I definitely think like people just need to just be accepting of others and just let them live their life. And like I said, if it's not something you agree with, just don't say anything. Like, you know what I mean? I actually want to give a shout out to someone. She's an indie wrestler. She's trans as well. Her name is Taylor One Shot. And one thing that she created, which I thought was actually pretty cool and amazing, is she actually created a transgender belt. And It's basically a belt that she wants for all trans people to be able to wrestle for. And I thought that was really amazing because it's kind of like one of those things where, people like to try to separate us. And a lot of trans people sometimes do feel like not included sometimes, or they feel a little different. Like when I go into the locker room, I know that I'm different, because I'm a trans person. I'm most likely I'm the only trans person that's there. So it's like I know that I stand out and I'm different. And I'm pretty sure like other trans people feel like that. They feel like, okay, like I'm the only like trans person here. Like people are gonna look at me weird. People are going to, So I think like her, I tell her that she needs to like bring it out more, but I think like having something like that would make the trans community feel like more welcomed and make them feel like, okay, like this is something that is out there. Like I could be like a transgender champion, and I think that's awesome. So I think like maybe that could be something that could be in the future where maybe pro wrestling could sort of introduce something like that where they do have more of a trans type of situation. Not that it's like separating us, but still like having our own thing. Because if you think about it, it's like like everyone has like a belt. There's a belt for everything. So why not have a belt for us? You know what I mean? So I think it's cool.
I think that's a really good idea, actually, because if you look back in history with just even example, intergender matches had their own championship. Andy Kaufman held it. I think James Ellsworth is still running around with one somewhere in Pennsylvania. I feel like that would be a great way to help. And I hope I'm wording this right. I think that would be a great way for fans who aren't understanding to get a better understanding and to possibly find a way to get more involved in hopefully learning and understanding and being accepting of the trans community and professional wrestling. Because a belt does make everybody feel more included, and standing up on those middle ropes, holding a belt and everything, and having the crowd cheering for you. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and I do know like there are trans people that like to really be open with their transness. Like, which is good. I mean, I'm not really one of those people. Like, I'm not ashamed of being trans, but I'm just not one of those people that is like, trans, trans, trans. You know what I mean? But I know that there are some trans people that like are very open, where they like to wear things that represent their transness. They like to do things. So I think that it definitely will really open a door for like more trans people to really feel like, okay, like I'm trans and I'm proud and I have a trans belt. So I think, yeah, for sure. I think it'll be a great thing to do. But yes, but for sure, me personally, I honestly can say though, like ever since I stepped into the wrestling community, like my wrestling peers, they have been the most supportive that I've ever experienced. Like I've never really had like people that have been so accepting towards me. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm happy that the community is really accepting and they learn to, be open to different things. But it's really just the fans, like people outside of wrestling is what you really have to worry about. Like people saying negative things and thinking negative things. But I've had a lot of a lot of experiences where, you know, it was very heartwarming to actually like have like, you know, children come up to me and, you know, want to take pictures and hug me. And it's kind of like they look past me being trans, and it's like families didn't care. So I feel like it's starting to get better. I think people are really starting to be a little bit more open with it. But then there's, you know, there's people that are always going to be ignorant and things like that. I think it also just depends on what city, honestly.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see depending on location, especially some of those red states.
Yeah, because I've places where people weren't really against, they're also against like race. So like I've been in places like that where people were just kind of like racist. So I think it really just depends on, you know, certain places they don't really see, like some places might not really see many black people. And some places might not see many trans people or gay people. So it's kind of like when they see it, it's kind of like a shock, like it's a surprise. They're like, ah.
Right.
So I think that is a big thing too, where you come from.
Yeah. Now, you've also brought up that you have wrestled both men and you have also wrestled women. Do you have a list of anyone that you would like to work with in the future?
Oh, that's a great question. I did have a list of people. It's in my phone, but I definitely would love. So I almost was so close to wrestling Nyla, actually. Like I was really close to wrestling her at a promotion, but it just didn't happen. But I would love to wrestle her. I would love to wrestle Sunny. Because I just feel like it's just one of those things where, you know, I want to be able to make history. Like, I want to be able to be on, like, I want to be able to have a good match where it's like two trans people and they put on like a hell of a match. I want to be able to do something like that. So, those are like two people, definitely for sure, that I would love to get in the ring with. I don't know. I can't really think of anyone else. I am excited. Actually, this weekend, I'm actually going to be wrestling in Manassas, Virginia. So I'm doing a triple threat match against two other women wrestlers, and it's exciting for me because, like I said, I really. So I mostly, most of the people I've wrestled have been men. My matches mostly are men. So when I do wrestle women, it's kind of like a little different and it's kind of exciting because it's like, you know, it's just kind of different. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, I guess wrestlers that are watching, they would know. Like, it's a different feeling when you're so used to wrestling with a certain type of person, and then you're doing it with someone else. So it's exciting and it's different. But yeah, I'm excited for this weekend to wrestle. I definitely want to be able to wrestle some of the, you know, the big dogs, the ones that are like really out there in the indie scene. So yeah, I'm hoping that I can really be wrestling some of those. So yeah.
That'll be really cool. And where can fans find you on social media?
Yeah, so my Instagram is Miss Layla James, LaylaJames. So Miss Layla James. And I have YouTube, the Layla James. Basically, I have a link tree in my Instagram and it has everything that you need. All there. I have merch. I have YouTube. Yeah, I have a support link where you want to support. I have a little spiciness. There's a little bit of everything.
All right. Well, fans, make sure you go to her Instagram and you can find the link tree. Layla, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to speak with me today, especially on such a important topic as this, because Oklahoma can be going down a real dangerous path here with the LGBTQ community by doing what they did in 2022, and could really change the landscape if other states like followed that route that
Yeah,
they did.
I really hope not. I mean, that would be like so terrible. Honestly, I really kind of like it would be so awesome if they like if someone like in Oklahoma decided to just be like shit, like just funny acting about the whole thing and just kind of like did a whole like LGBTQ show and just had like a whole bunch of trans and gay wrestlers wrestling just to kind of like bear a little bit. That would be pretty funny. But yeah, I think that's just like I'm really hoping that other places don't follow this. I really think it takes a lot of mostly our wrestling community to just really step up and just really be like really, really supportive because this is where we really need it. I mean, so I'm really hoping that we get a lot of people that support us more. And one thing I want to mention too is that I want to say that also if you're going to be really supportive with the trans community, you also have to be supportive with the pronouns. Like you can't be someone that supports a trans woman, but you don't want to respect me as a woman, you know, like you don't want to like say like you know like I'm trans, I'm a trans woman, but then you don't agree with the whole you know what is it, you disagree with the whole like Nyla thing, for example, like so you can't say like oh I support the trans community, but then when they decide that they want to ban trans people, you're like oh yeah that's what they should do. You know, I just think that's the most silliest thing too. So I feel like if you're gonna support a trans person, you have to support all the way. Like you can't be half supportive.
Thank you for bringing that up, because there was a lot of comments in the Nyla Rose Oklahoma post where it was basically, I support it, but he should be wrestling other men then. And it's just like, then you don't support it if you're doing that.
Yeah, exactly. It's
Like, I was like, that feels like a backhanded compliment, man. Like, why are you doing that? Because that's the way it felt, and it came off, it comes off rude and disrespectful, and I don't get it. And fans, I just want you to remember, it takes a community to grow together. So remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. We're out.